This review is brought to you by Underbrush, a new thriller by Kevin Carr. There's something in the woods, something worth killing for. Only $2.99 in the Kindle store and free to borrow with Kindle Unlimited.
Huge IQ, great performance in the Marines, but you gave up. Drugs, petty crime, never had a job.
Who are you? Your father saved my life.
What do you see? I see potential.
Kingsman is an international intelligence agency operating at the highest level of discretion.
If you're prepared to adapt, you can transform.
Into a spy.
Interested?
Oh, yes.
Okay, here's the deal. The biggest internal struggle that Kingsman the Secret Service has is with itself and trying to decide what type of movie it's going to be. It can work as a modern, youthful take on the classic spy actioner. It can also work as an over-the-top exercise in excess and silliness. Unfortunately, it has some real problems doing both, especially when each type of film's focus is at odds with the other. The story follows an English punk who's recruited to become a spy. After going through some harrowing basic training, he finds himself one of the last hopes of a mission to stop a global terrorist from knocking the world back to the Stone Age. Personally, I preferred the first half of the film, which was extreme and crazy at times, but not entirely bonkers and ludicrous, which is what the film becomes. Too often, the setup at the beginning loses focus in the end when the film goes for ridiculous laughs rather than a cohesive finish. What starts out as a spunky young James Bond in the making becomes Kick-Ass 2 with all of its foibles. Still, I can't say I wasn't entertained, and if you get past the film's bipolar nature, it is a lot of fun. Kingsman: The Secret Service gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.